I'm going to have to finally learn how to bake sourdough bread, aren't I? I simply cannot get my stretchy elastic band pants to expand any farther. My craft drawer is already filled to overflowing. I refuse to zoom one more time. We cannot do this all again. Do you not see it coming? Deja vu, all over again. I can feel it. We are hearing the words, fourth wave, being tossed around, both in Ontario and around the globe. I feel like we are in a giant COVID-infected snow globe and every few months someone shakes it up again and the germs scatter and envelop us all over again. Long-planned trips have been cancelled. I have no social life. I am lonely and weary. And I doubt I am alone. The difference is that now I'm angry that those of us who have been doing the right thing by making healthy choices by getting two vaccinations, doing the social distancing and the mask wearing are being put as risk by the minority who place their own rights about that of everyone else. I am sick of conspiracy theories that the government, doctors, scientists, or aliens are out to control me. To anyone who still lives in the real world, let me ask you this. When you go anywhere, are you asked for a piece of identification? At the U.S. border, when we were allowed to cross it, did you require a passport with picture and personal information on it? We showed it willingly because it is the law. When you go to any government office, do you not need to prove your identity and address? Does the bank not need your personal identification number for access? Heck, when you pick up a parcel at the post office, they need photo ID and a signature. I have never known anyone to have a dispute with those necessities of life. There are laws and protections put in place for all of us. They may seem inconvenient at times, but we do it because we must. I honestly don't think I've ever uttered the words, "This is infringing on my rights." Certainly not if it's a health crisis. The COVID-19 cases are going up everywhere again. The variants are becoming more deadly and impacting young people as well as the not-so-young. Hospitals are filling up again. First responders are burned out. This pandemic is not over. We never fully got a handle on it. We relaxed restrictions too quickly. People just determined they were tired of being at home and started venturing out again. Summer arrived and the floodgates opened. So, here we are. Again. This time, I am blaming the anti-vaxxers and the conspiracy theorists. I think you are selfish, ill-advised and perhaps delusional. I expect to lose friends and acquaintances from here on in because I refuse to politely listen to the nonsense for one more minute. Get out of my face and out of my space. Any social invitation coming my way will now be vetted. Who is coming? Have they been double vaxxed? Will masks be worn? We need to protect our own physical and mental health and those in our close circle. I believe the answer has to be mandatory vaccinations. Bring on the proof of vaccine cards. Expected in Canada by the fall for international travel. You have the right to refuse the shot, but then you can also be refused the right to fly, cruise, go into gyms, concert halls, theaters, etc. At this point, the political leaders need to grow a backbone and spell it out. Do not curry favor, be our leaders and lay down the law. If we have to be treated like children, so be it. If we need to be hit in the pocketbook, figure out the fines. We all must do what is right for the greater good. Health should be mandatory. Let's get on with it, shall we?